From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Audition for Murder by Susan Sussman with Sarah Jane Avedon. Now let's begin with prologue. It is a small theft. What harm, after all, in one purloined piece of fruit? She picks her way through jagged backstage shadows, over rope coil and rusty scaffold, prop furniture and dusty scrim. Hamlet barks from the depths of her audition bag. "Just one moment, precious," she says. He barks again, offended by the intrusion of the giant grapefruit. "We're almost there." A bit more light would help. Her world has grown gray over the years, colors and shapes clouded by cataracts, a nuisance at times like this when dark shadows shift and unseen dangers lurk. She isn't supposed to be mucking about back here. But she does so want to enjoy her little treat in private, and soon there will be far too many nosy Parkers primping in the lobby powder room. She is too old for morning auditions, all this rush, rush, rush. She would never have agreed to this ungodly hour if Martin himself hadn't called, begged her to read the mother's part, for old time's sake. A dim light escapes under the door of the tiny backstage bathroom. She slips inside, glides past the pitted porcelain sink, and locks herself in the privacy of the single stall. Hamlet yelps again. "Hush, you naughty boy," she says, nuzzling the top of his head, turning him loose to explore the room. She sets her canvas audition bag on the floor and lifts out the beautiful grapefruit, thick-skinned, laden with juice. Salivating, she sinks her teeth into the rind, greedily tears off strips. This is an altogether different species from the shriveled fruit she buys by the bag at the grocery. Quality will tell.